Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
We all know when you take physical exercise, you can get a little boost in your mood and you can see the results in the mirror. But that, it takes ages. It does. You have to be consistent and it takes a while. But what if you could do the same with your brain? Science journalist Melissa Hogenboom tried to do exactly that and saw the results after only 6 weeks. I'm dying to talk to her. She's on the line. Melissa, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. So where did this idea come from?
Well, I've always been fascinated by the brain as a science journalist, and I've heard a lot about neuroplasticity, and this essentially just means the brain's ability to change over time. And there's loads of evidence that shows learning new skills like musical instruments actually changes the brain. So I thought, wow, okay, so if we know that the brain can change when we learn new skills and develop new abilities, is there a way to harness this power ourselves? And so that's why I came up with an idea called Brain Hacks. So I thought I'll make a video documentary looking at various ways how the brain can change, and I will use myself as a guinea pig in the process.
You certainly did. You found yourself in a machine scanning your brain. Is that where the journey started?
It is. I went to... I found myself in the fMRI machines. That's called a functional magnetic resonance imaging machine. And if you've ever seen a picture of a brain scan, brain areas lighting up, that sort of thing, that's exactly what this machine does. But the machine also looks at the structure of the brain, so how the physical parts of the brain, the size and how they change over time. So I did a scan 6 weeks before a mindfulness intervention, and then spent 6 weeks being very mindful, guided by a very patient cognitive psychologist to see if it would have any effect on my brain.
Okay. So basically you took a picture of your brain before the 6 weeks, and then you you did all these exercises, and then you took a brain scan, a picture of your brain at the end, and you saw results. So let's talk about those 6 weeks and what you were doing.
Yeah, it was quite fascinating, really, because I've not ever really practiced mindfulness or meditation, despite knowing about the benefits. And there's increasing studies suggesting, you know, it can help alleviate stress, it can help to relieve pain, improve attention, help with depression and anxiety. And so when I got the chance to try it, I was like, oh, easy, you know, just sitting and being mindful, you know, for half an hour a day. Turns out it's quite difficult to find that time. I mean, I work full time, I have two young children, and it's quite hard to just sit and think about nothing at all, or think about your body or your breathing. But luckily I had, it was a mindfulness program where I listened to a voice which told me exactly which aspects of my breath to focus on. And then every week I had this cognitive psychologist called Thorsten Barnhofer. He sat with me over Zoom for half an hour to do an aspect of the course with me, because he develops this course in his field of study. So it was an intervention which helped guide me along, rather than me having to do it myself. But still, it was difficult to find the time to do it.
Oh, I find it extremely difficult to do. Yeah. Very, very difficult.
And your mind wanders all the time. And I don't think we realize that until we sit and try to not let it wander. And then you can realize how quickly it can result in stress. If you're thinking about breathing, then suddenly you're thinking about that dentist appointment you haven't booked, or your kid's homework, or the shopping, or the dinner party. You know, all these things come up, and those are just everyday things. But imagine if you're stressed or anxious, then, you know, it can spiral out of control. And if you don't kind of exercise those essential, you know, quote marks, muscles in your brain to stop focusing on some of these more negative emotions, then it can escalate. And I think that's what mindfulness really helps with.
And Melissa, to have an impact or to make a change in a short space of time, like 6 weeks, does it have to be a half an hour a day? Like, could I do 10 minutes?
Yeah, the psychologist said that was the minimum for which to see results. But there are other studies that show doing just 5 minutes a day can help. But I think it probably matters just how focused you are and how consistent you are. But because we were doing it for a short period of time, and ideally, you know, this intervention that he does on his patients that suffer from, you know, severe stress and severe depression, he does this with them for 6 months to really see kind of a beneficial result. So he said, you know, 6 weeks is probably the minimum in which we'd see results. He suggested to do half an hour a day. We could have done an hour, but he realized that was not going to be very realistic for me.
So you did half an hour a day most days, I would say. But you also did other stuff. You varied your exercise routine, for example.
Yeah, I spoke to another cognitive neuroscientist called Ori Osmi at University College London, he said it's actually really important to increase variability in your daily life. And that by that he means every time you see something new, your brain responds. Like if you're doing the same thing every day, like you leave your house, you get your keys, you don't remember that because it's a routine. You kind of get into the habit of certain things where you might find yourself leaving the house and thinking, oh, did I switch off the hob, you know, because it's these automatic responses. But if you change your pattern, if you go a different direction, or if you run up a different hill or go faster, then you're introducing something new. And it's these new experiences that your brain will respond to and essentially make your brain wire, your neurons wire in different ways. So he said, you know, run a different route, go in a different way, because otherwise you see the same thing and you don't process it because you're used to it. Whereas if you go a different route, you'll notice more things. So I increased the intensity of the exercise I was doing.
Okay. And you also tried new things like taking Italian lessons or learning a musical instrument. And that all played its part as well, didn't it?
We think it would. This was more illustrative for the documentary. So sure. I was showing that if I was to practice Italian, and I was in Italy filming a neuroscientist there, I found myself meditating on Mount Etna in Sicily, which was a very great experience. But we were showing, you know, there are other things you can do that encourage kind of the learning processes that take place, because I wanted to show in the documentary that there are several hacks. I call them hacks. So there's breathe, which is meditation. There's create, which is learning new skills. And then there's exercise. So I thought, you know, show these different varied tools we can use, because then someone watching it, you know, might pick one of the things that suits them more, because I didn't want it to be inaccessible. So the Italian thing, it was quite fun. I found myself ordering sun-dried tomatoes in Italian, having never spoken Italian, so it was quite fun.
Okay, we don't want to give too much away because we want people to watch the film, but were you surprised by the results?
I really was, and it was, I'm an optimist, so I thought, you know, I'll do this for 6 weeks, it's going to be great, we'll see something, of course, because the brain changes all the time, but I was quite worried going into the second scan, and the scientist luckily guided me through it, and he had to do quite complex analysis, because the changes you can see are quite minute, so you have to compare with statistical analysis, the two brain scans. The spoiler alert is the structure of my brain had changed in very interesting areas. I'm happy to expand more, but it's all shown on the documentary, which you can see on YouTube. If you put in BBC News brain hacks, it should come up. Yeah.
Amazing stuff. And have you continued with your mindfulness and your meditation?
I have on occasions when my kids wake me up at night and I can't get back to sleep, because I found it very meditative. Like it really put me to sleep in certain times. So sometimes if a particular sleep cycle I get woken up, I find it hard to get back because of whatever sleep cycle I'm in. And then I do find myself. But honestly, it's difficult to fit in. But I know that if I was undergoing a really stressful period, I would reintroduce it. And I think that's the key. It's like knowing when it would benefit you.
As a tool to help you in your life in a really stressful time. Amazing stuff. It's called Brain Hack. It's on YouTube. You can find it there. Melissa, thanks for telling us all about your brain. Amazing. That was science journalist Melissa Hogenboom.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.